gives us a good example of what it means to intercede out of love. These are strangers to Abraham. They're not his family. His family hasn't even started yet. But these are Sodomites and people from Gomorrah. And he prays for them. Now, it's very beautiful the way he does it. He bargains like a Semite. What about 50? What about 40? What about 30? Till he gets all the way down to 10. The Lord's lost the whole argument. Don't you see? This is a revelation of God. Why wouldn't he say, I'm God, I'm infinitely just, don't bother me, I know what I'm doing. He wants to be prayed to. He wants intercession. And so this text, you know, finally it comes down that there's 10. Well, 10 makes a minyan in the Jewish system. 10 people. They need 10 to pray. I remember once even, I was on a LL flight going somewhere, and I had a collar on. And there were 9 men, Jewish men, and they needed a 10th. And so they came up to me and said, you speak Hebrew? Oh, yeah, kasat, kasat. Please come pray with us. Make the 10th of the minyan. And so the reason why the Lord, you know, the world still lasts, still goes on with all its evil, is that there are in this world 10 righteous people. Now maybe there's more, but there's at least 10. And they hold the world together. That's the Jewish understanding. And so it's not to be, what's the right word, taken for granted or taken lightly, that the Lord wants us to pray. How come you're not praying to me for these people? How come you don't pray for your neighbors? How come you don't pray for this poor man murdering all these infants? Pray for those women. How come you don't do that? Don't you have any share in my care for them? I need your prayers. All the saints have known that, right? I'm thinking especially now of Therese. She was a great intercessor. Huh? And her point was, there is so much love bottled up in God that I'm going to be there so that it can go through me, cost what it might. That's why I'm going to spend my heaven doing good on earth. That's real humanism. Care, care, care. And you can see from this text, you know, why should I must tell Abraham what I'm about. There it is. Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? He's my friend. This is God talking. And so so then he tells him, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grave. Glory be to God. Think of California. Or New York. You see? That I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out. Well, he knows, but I mean to find out. And then Abraham and God are walking side by side. And Abraham says, would you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Do you see his prayer? He shares God's concern. This is intercession. The first fruit of a genuine Christian life is intercession, prayer. So, suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? He knows how to bargain, doesn't he? God says, no. No, if there's 50 there, what about if there's 45? See, he doesn't even go down by tens at first. See, what about if there's 45? No, for the sake of the 45. He gets all the way down to 10. Now, do you see what's going on there? Do you see the meaning of real humanism? Both God and Abraham have such a love for the human race that they can argue, and God wants to lose. That's intercession. When people intercede, it's because God's love for this poor human race takes over. And they intercede because God wants that. It's quite powerful, isn't it? The beatitude that corresponds to this gift is blessed are they who mourn, to see what the human race is doing to itself and to see the promise. Oh. You know, when a saint walks among us, we say, wow, that's humanity. That's the way God wants it. Even in this poor, you know, where we get sick and die and all that other stuff, that's a human being. Isn't that a human being? Everybody who is touched by God cares about the whole human race. You know, Junipero Serra walked all over the place preaching, founding towns, so that people would know the Lord, bless the Lord, obey the Lord, love the Lord. And he founded, I forgot how many of those mission churches, but lots. It's that drive. In other words, you cannot really love the Lord unless you are a humanist. I don't mean you love the paintings and the witches, lovely. No, that you care about human beings. And that's what this text is all about. And it's delightful, isn't it? I mean, this is the way that Semites bargain, you know. Later on, Abraham wants to buy the cave at Machpelah to bury his wife. And he says to the other fellow, I want to buy that cave over there, that area. And he says, Abraham, between us, what's a cave of $10,000? You just take it. Abraham says, well, I'm willing to give you, you know, seven. Abraham, a cave, which, you know, only worth $8,500. And you know, and this is bargaining, you see. But Semitic style is very, whatever the word would be, discreet. Well, that's what's going on here. God, suppose you just find 10. He's got him down from 50 to 10. And God is delighted. Who's in firing Abraham to have such nerve? God. Now there's someone on that earth who's really praying. If there's 10, I won't destroy the city. And he couldn't even find 10. But it's the, what can I say? This inspired text, you see, is not just about Abraham, it's about us. Why would Abraham, well, he has a young relative there, Lot, but why would he care about Sodom and Gomorrah? Because they're children of God and he doesn't want them to be blotted out. And that's why. Why would God tell Abraham in the first place? Because he wants to be argued with. He wants to have a reason. You know what I mean? He doesn't need a reason. But if that person can pray like that, that's enough righteousness to save that town. That's intercession. All the saints have done it, right? Therese, I'll make myself a victim of the merciful love of God. Lord, God, consume me, do what you want with me, provided that your love and mercy get out through me to the world. God said, yes, I'll do that. And that's why, you know, her suffering was great. She's the patron saint of atheists, you know. I mean, I made her one, I don't know anybody else, but the last part of her life, except for a tiny point, the very tip of her spirit, she was convinced there was no God, there was no sense to life. I'm going to die, they're going to throw my body in a hole in the ground, and that's that. except for one tiny spot where she knew. And she clung to that. But she carried in her being the anguish, the darkness of how many atheists? You see? Anyway, we have to go on. But that's this, it's an important text. And the Lord and the Gospel, you know, we're in Matthew, we're just after the Sermon on the Mount. Chapter 8 starts the sequel. We're in verse 18 of chapter 8. And already, I'll go wherever you want to go, Lord. I'll follow you wherever. Then look, I have no place to go. I have no home. I have no bed I can call my own. You want to follow me? Come along. And most of these guys said no. Let's not tell them no. And when you get a chance today, pray. Carhartt may not be there today. You know, Grace just told me that. But pray. Pray for that poor man. The more you sin, the harder it is to get out of it. The more the dark takes over your whole being, that is frightening. And these poor women, you know, desperate, as I've told you before. This is why, in fact, I have something upstairs I haven't looked at yet, but my father, Eugenauer, at a certain point, Satan takes over these women and they're just going to do it. And then they have to go out and fight that, you see. It's not just talking somebody out of it. It's eliminating the power of Satan driving these people. They will not be stopped. Part of that's fear, of course. But part of it is demonic. That's why we pray. That's why we say this Mass. That's why we pray. Because life, the child's life, the woman's life, is being destroyed. And God can look at that and say, this world should not go on any longer. I don't know, somebody must know how many abortions every day on this globe. Murder every day. And God is saying, aren't you going to intercede for them? I don't want to blot out this world. Do you understand? What, I'm giving you all of this. Why? So that you can pray. So that there'll be my spirit on this globe. And I won't have to do what should be done.